Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello and welcome to the Living Hope program today. We've been just taking a little time to look at some of the early beginnings described for us in the book of Genesis. Genesis, a powerful book which just gives us insight into God's plan and what he was doing in making the earth and making man. Now, at the end of chapter 1, we do see that God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female. But chapter 2 wants to just go back a little bit and just give us the full picture of the making of man. What we read in verse 7 is that the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. So we see the first clear point is that God made man. He made him from the dust of the ground. Apparently there's about 15 chemical elements in the dust of the ground, and if you were to reduce somebody to dust, like at a crematorium, you'd find those same 15 chemical elements. It's absolutely true that man was made from the dust of the ground. But the important thing is that having made man and brought him together, he receives the breath of life. Now, I don't think that's simply that he was physically alive, a heart began to beat and organs began to function. I believe this is also talking about that God made man with the capacity, the ability to have a relationship with him, the living God. God is spirit. And therefore, when man was produced, he wasn't simply a physical being, but he was also a spiritual being. Now, the second thing that we notice in Genesis 2 is that God actually determined where Adam would live. He planted a garden, and Adam is placed in the garden. He's not just placed anywhere. He's placed in a garden which has all kinds of trees growing. It seems, from the little description we have, to be a very, very beautiful place. A place of abundance, a place where man would have his basic needs met. The fruit of the trees would be a tremendous source of sustenance for him. And we read in verse 15, the Lord God took the man, put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. Now, quite how much work was necessary is another matter. Weeds and all sort of environmental tangles and what have you would come in with sin, but there's no sin at this moment of time. It would have been a very gentle task to watch over, care, and even name the trees and name the birds of the field. What an incredible privilege Adam is given. And basically, as God looks at this, he's very happy, and he comes in the cool of the day to spend some time with Adam. But then there's this very powerful point. We read, the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the wild animals, all the birds in the sky. He brought them to man to name them. But he also says, it's not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. God has made man, God has provided for man, but God recognizes that man needs a helper, he needs a companion. And now that's going to come about. In our next program, we'll talk much more about what he had in mind when he made a woman to come alongside man. But for now, we're going to pause, we're going to worship. My good friend Patrick will join me to discuss a little more the intrigue of how God purposely made man and placed him in the garden.
to worship you in spirit and in truth. I live to know you more so that you'll be glorified. I gladly break my life like an alabaster box. I draw near to you to worship at your feet. You're beautiful, Jesus, you are beautiful. You're wonderful and all that I live for. You're captivating, fascinating. I can't take my eyes off you, beautiful one. I long to worship you in spirit and in truth. You'll be glorified. I gladly break my life like an alabaster box. I draw near to you to worship at your feet. You're beautiful, Jesus, you are beautiful.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've come to talk to Richard further about Genesis chapter 2. Richard, fascinating story when you begin to look at this in greater detail, isn't it? Just at the beginning of chapter 2, it talks about God resting on the seventh day, and we know that that has come down through history to be the Sabbath, then in Christian terms to be Sunday, a day of rest, and all of that. How important is that now, would you say?
Well, I would say that it is an important creation principle that God worked, but then God also rested. And it's important to see that there is a need for rest. You could argue, why do we sleep? Mm. Why don't we work 24 hours a day? But sleep is something that God has built in. And sleep, a Sabbath, again, is a very, very challenging principle. So I think that the fact that God wanted a day to kind of put a pause and say, I'm going to now reflect and look at what I've made, for us to have a time when we can put a pause button rather than just relentlessly 24/7, that is obviously good. And of course for Christians, the precious thing is to take the opportunity to get together with other believers and to praise the Lord.
Also in this chapter, Genesis chapter 2, we have the account of God making woman. Can you just unpack a little bit as to why God made woman?
Well, God's observation, it's not good for man to be alone. And of course, God had his relationship with Adam, but it seems he came to Adam at the cool of the day. And therefore, there were other times in the day when Adam was going about the work, the tasks that he'd been set. And that's when God just had that sense that he needed a companion. He needed someone to come alongside. And that's when he created Eve. And we know, we can explore this to some degree whenever, but it's a great thing to see that Eve is made out of Adam, and that there is a real deep relationship there that God is seeking to bring about for both their mutual blessing.
And he placed them in this garden, in Eden, you know, by all accounts a specific place, and gave them a specific job to do. Does that have anything to say to us today in terms of where God places us?
Well, I think it shows us that God is a God of order. God is a God of planning. God is a God of design. We know, of course, that God can be spontaneous and things can happen not according, as it were, to certain patterns. But overall, God is a God of pattern. Creation is a pattern. We're very grateful if it were not that the sun comes up and the sun goes down and the tides come and go. If there weren't that sort of pattern, we'd be in chaos all the time. Mm. But in terms of our lives, yes, God also sees the value of pattern and discipline. So he didn't say go wherever. He actually makes this garden so that they have boundaries, that they have an area to operate in, to work in. And to work, I believe, it's not that God was wanting them to slave, but it was more that they were very, very special created beings, as man and woman are, with all sorts of gifts. And they were to be employed in caring for this wonderful creation that God had made. Lots of skills and lots of things that they could do. And that's what God set as the task for them.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at the book of Genesis in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.